How does that Sesame Street song go? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Or from Jules Dassin, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Here's another version of that sentiment. One producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the backseat confessions she hears. Here's the conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina? Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Sometimes I get to drive people that are well known for the work they do. So is this passenger, Khalid Al-Hakim, who runs the Black History 101 Mobile Museum.
These artifacts are evidence of bad things that have happened. But some artifacts are proof of our resiliency in the face of this ugliness.
Khalid has been collecting the artifacts for the past 26 years and is traveling across the country with his museum to make sure that the conversation on race is happening in America. After completing the ride, I just caught up with him at one of his many exhibitions to have that conversation.
I've picked up pieces that affirm who I am as a Black man in America. And coming out of the hip-hop generation, my lens for even doing this work is through being inspired and being awakened by hip-hop, by the messages that were coming from groups like Public Enemy or KRS-One, Rakim, Brand Nubian, X-Clan, Queen Latifah, in this era of Black consciousness in hip-hop. Whereas maybe 20 years ago, my point of reference might have been just Malcolm X, just Martin Luther King, just Rosa Parks, to see a timeline of Black contributions, Black success, Black resiliency, it's just broadened my scope as just a human being, really. I don't think 20 years ago I could have made that statement. The museum is a collection of Black memorabilia that dates from the transatlantic slave trade in America up to hip-hop culture. It's about 7,000 artifacts. All these artifacts are original, and I've actually taken on the mission of sharing these artifacts in public spaces. The emotional response has been varied. People come through and they cry. You know, some people are offended by it, which you should be offended by it, you know, and some of the stereotypical images that are represented in the museum. I've had people come in and they smile and laugh when they see things that remind them of their lived experience. You know, you might have 40 or 50-year-old person come through and see a Sugar Hill Records album cover and remember, you know, Rapper's Delight or the message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And then, you know, you might see people just love to see something, artifacts, signed documents by Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. We use these as opportunities to have conversations about race in America and what we need to do to move this nation forward. Like we have the Black Lives Matter movement, and to look at that movement in the framework of the collection that I take out, the exhibits I do, and to realize that Black lives in America have never mattered. So to know that to be a fact reinforces my commitment to continue the struggle and to continue to be committed to social justice when it comes to educating our youth on the importance of knowing our history. Your history is what makes you who you are. We need to have the conversation. People are afraid to have that conversation. One of the things that this work allows me to do is kind of nudge and push people to have that conversation, because you can't be exposed to this material and not respond to it. If people are not willing to have truthful, honest conversations about race in America, then we'll never move forward. And we know what happens when the conversation doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So when the conversation doesn't happen, that's when conflict becomes physical, when violence happens. And violence happens because people have a lack of communication, right?
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Ravazova.
Regina is a producer in Phoenix, and this is the show.